Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Hilaqi Dhikri Wa Nadabi Ila Mulazamatiha Wa Nahi An Mufaraqatiha Li Ghayri Udhri. The chapter on the virtue of the gatherings of dhikr, the desirability of remaining attached, in other words, attached to the gatherings wherein the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala takes place, to the gatherings of dhikr, and the prohibition of abandoning them without any excuse. Their gatherings wherein the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is taking place, and just to leave it and to go away for no reason, to know with no excuse, this is something that is discouraged. One ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, keep yourself with those. Imagine Allah Ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir nafsaka. This word wasbir means keep yourself, even if it be with a little bit of difficulty. Keep yourself with those who invoke the Allah morning and evening. In other words, those that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, seeking the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let not your eyes overlook. Sometimes we've seen people maybe sitting in kitab reading. Sometimes people sitting, for example, this is an example in hadith, so somebody is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone is reading the tilawat, making tilawat of Quran Sharif. So we're just thinking to be something trivial. There's more exciting things happening outside, or more exciting things happening somewhere else. So we overlook them and we just continue. So this is what we are told, that when we have certain gatherings of deen taking place, wherein the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place, they don't consider this to be trivial. These are very great things. Imagine if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told that you wasbir nafsaka, that would, even if it be with difficulty, you keep yourself with these type of people that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we got two riwayats. They are quite long. So we'll just do the translation because the riwayats are long. But just few points whilst we're doing this hadith, we'll see that Allah ta'ala is asking the angels a question. Now we know that Allah Ta'ala does not need to ask any question. Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge of everything. So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking the angel the question? Ulama explained, is that when Allah Ta'ala was creating insan, then the angels, they created it, or they made an objection. They told Allah Ta'ala, will you place in the earth such creation that will cause corruption in the earth and will spill blood? Whereas we, the angels, make your tasbih along with your tahmid, your praise, and we glorify you. It was as though they were, at that point, couldn't understand. They had an objection against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, when Allah ta'ala sees people doing good deeds, like in this hadith, at some time, like the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., Allah ta'ala, just to make a point, asks the angels this question. So it's not that Allah ta'ala needs an answer. Allah ta'ala is asking to make a point. So now, we will also see in this hadith, that the zikr done by humans is far superior and nobler than the zikr done by the angels. Ulama give few explanations. His man has many, many responsibilities and duties apart from worshipping Allah Ta'ala. Hence, him engaging in zikr in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires discipline, it requires effort. The second reason is Ulama explained that there are many, many distractions for insan. He's got this inclination towards guna. Malaika don't have, angels don't have any inclination towards guna. They only make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has put it naturally in man that he's got an inclination towards sin. But despite this inclination towards sin, and besides shaitan and his carnal desires that are there, this person is still making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. Therefore, the dhikr of insan is greater than the dhikr of the malaika also. Man has not seen the unseen. The third reason is man has not seen what's the unseen, jannat, jahannam, as opposed to angels who have seen the unseen. When a person has seen something else, seen a different dimension, then for him to practice upon something becomes easy because he has seen something. He's like a person that knows that the fire is hot, so therefore don't go near the fire. You tell the person, don't go near the fire, it's hot. You don't even need to tell him, he'll feel the heat and he'll stay far. But somebody who never experienced heat, like a small child, the child is interested in going to touch the fire or catch the fire. Why? Didn't experience getting burnt any time, didn't experience the heat. So for that child now, it's more difficult to try and restrain that child. Why? He never had seen heat, or never experienced the heat. Whereas an adult, for him to stay away becomes very easy. He knows what effect it is if he gets burnt with the fire. So like that, the angels, they have seen many things of the unseen that insan hasn't seen. But yet, despite not seeing that, person is still making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is more valuable than the dhikr and more valuable than the ibadat even of the angels. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has angels that travel the paths seeking out the people of dhikr. When they find people engaged in the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, they call out to one another. Who's calling out? The angels. They call out to one another, come fulfill your needs. They then surround them, surround those people that are in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. It can take many forms, sometimes in the form of a hafiz class, sometimes in the form of a bayan, sometimes in the form of talim, sometimes in the form of people making dua, people making dhikr. These are all examples of gatherings of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then the angels surround them with their wings until they reach the lowest heaven, until they reach the heaven that is closest to the earth. So their sustainer knows the best. In other words, Allah ta'ala asked them, what are my servants saying? They reply, they are glorifying you, proclaiming your greatness, praising you and exalting you. Allah ta'ala asks, have they seen me? They reply, no, by Allah, they have not seen you. Allah ta'ala then asks, what if they were to see me? The angels reply, if they were to see you, they would worship you more intensely, exalt you more intensely, and glorify you more abundantly. Allah ta'ala then asks, what are they asking for? They reply, they are asking for Jannah, paradise. Allah ta'ala then asks, have they seen Jannah? So they reply, no, by Allah, they have not seen it. Allah ta'ala then asks, what if they were to see it? They reply, if they were to see it, they would desire it more intensely, seek it more passionately, and yearn for it more strongly. Allah ta'ala then asks, what are they seeking refuge from? They reply, they are seeking refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Allah ta'ala then asks, have they seen it? They reply, no, by Allah, they have not seen it. He asks, what if they were to see it? They reply, if they were to see it, they would flee from it more intensely and fear it more fervently. Allah ta'ala says, I make you a witness. Allah ta'ala is telling the malaika, I make you a witness that I have forgiven them. One of the angels then says, amongst them is so and so who is not part of them. He merely came there to fulfill some need. Allah ta'ala replies, they are such companions that even the one sitting with them is not deprived. In other words, one person just came by the gathering. His intention was not to be part of the gathering. He had some other work, but he just happened to be by them at that point. Therefore, he was there. Allah ta'ala is saying to the malaika, even that person that came without the intention of being with them, but because of the barakat of these people that are sitting there, Allah ta'ala forgives also that companion even because of him being there. In other words, Allah will not deprive him because of these people that are making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. Shows how great the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. A narration of Muslim Sharif has that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has special angels which move about seeking the gatherings of dhikr. When they find the gathering wherein there is the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, they sit with them. Imagine the malaika come and they sit with these people. They surround each other with their wings until they fill the area between themselves and the lowest heaven. When the people depart, the angels rise and ascend to the heavens. Allah ta'ala asks them, despite knowing best, where have you come from? They reply, we have come from your servants on earth who were glorifying you, proclaiming your greatness, saying, La ilaha illallah, praising you and asking of you. Allah ta'ala then asks, what were they asking of me? They replied, they were asking for your paradise. They were asking you for paradise. Allah ta'ala then asked, have they seen my Jannah, my paradise? They replied, no, our sustainer. Allah ta'ala then asked, what if they were to see my Jannah? They replied, they were also seeking your refuge. Allah ta'ala asked, from what were they seeking my refuge? They replied, from your Jahannam, from your hellfire. O our sustainer, he asks, have they then seen my hellfire? In other words, the malaika say that they were seeking your refuge from your hellfire, O Allah. Allah ta'ala then asked, have they seen my Jahannam? They replied, no. Allah ta'ala asked, what if they were to see my Jahannam? They replied, they were seeking your forgiveness. In other words, Allah ta'ala is just putting a question. In this hadith, slightly different. In the previous hadith, when Allah ta'ala asked the malaika, what if they were to see Jannah? Then they said, O Allah, they would make ibadat more intensely, with more fervor. And if they were to see Jahannam, then they would flee from it with more intense and with more fervor. Here the question was asked, but in this riwayat, the reply was not given. When Allah Ta'ala asked them that what if they were to see my hellfire Jahannam, so here the answer is not given. There's a slight variation in the riwayat. Therefore, Imam Nawawi has brought it, and it's brought also as a separate riwayat here, which comes in Muslim Sharif. So anyway, continuing, Allah Ta'ala says that I have forgiven them, given them whatever they asked for, and granted them refuge from whatever they sought refuge from. They say, O our sustainer, who's saying this? The malaika, now the creepy. Objection, O our sustainer, O Allah. Amongst them was a person who was a major sinner. He was merely passing by and he said to them, Allah Ta'ala says, I have forgiven him as well. They are such people that even the one sitting with them is not deprived. So this hadith is showing us, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Nasai, this hadith is showing us something. The remembrance of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is something that is very, very, very great. To such an extent that even a major sinner that is coming, them ulama explained from different ahadith that a person that has got major sins, he needs to make tawbah. But this hadith is explaining us to something. It shows the greatness and the extent that Allah is willing to forgive a person. So Allah will give this person tawfiq of making tawbah, so that his major sins also are forgiven. So even a person who is a major sinner, Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive him because of the company he keeps. What we learn from here is company has a very, very big effect. If we keep the right company and we stay in the right circle, then we will get the right blessings that come with that company. And if we keep the wrong company and we keep the wrong circle, then the harms also of that will affect us. Like a person who goes near a fire, he'll feel the heat of the fire. And a person that goes near ice, or he goes near snow, the area where there's snow, he'll feel the cold of the snow, even though he's not touching it. So like that, the person that keeps the good company, effects of the good company will rub off on him. But he's the person who keeps bad company, the effects of that bad company. But Allah give us the topic always of looking and searching for good company. Here you see from this hadith, in the malaika also they go and they look for the good company, and they throng those gatherings wherein there is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, they are also looking for good company. So we sinners, all the time we should be careful that we stay away from bad company and we look forward towards good company. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Tonight we got a very great, important jamaat that is coming, jamaat of senior ulama from Madrasa Talimuddin, ustaz, asatiza of Kirat. Nearly all the asatiza of Kirat are coming for 24 hours to our masjid. So those brothers that are available to participate for the gush after Maghrib Salah and the program after Isha Salah should all try and participate. All ustaz are busy in the madrasa, but despite that one day holiday that they get, so to speak, from Maghrib time after Asar on a Thursday till Friday, they're giving that one day that they have out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and we're fortunate that they are coming to our masjid. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.